Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Crispy, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Amazing Race 31 recap right here on the podcast. And almost says Canada. We're not in Canada yet. We're on the Canadian version quite yet. That will be coming up within, I don't know, a week and a half from now. Week and a half-ish. We'll be starting up the new season of the Amazing Race Canada. Anyways, let's get right into it. Finale is next week. I may as well say that to you guys, that the finale is next week. We'll be wrapping up, and then we'll be heading to Big Brother and whatnot. We'll be back to busy again. I know I said it on social media. I'm excited, but I'm kind of, in a way, kind of feeling burnt out. And I can be honest with you guys about that. It is... You know, I'm not going to lie. I am feeling a little burnt out. But I made a promise I would cover Big Brother this season. And I'm going to, you know, stick to it. So I hope you guys are all doing well on this Thursday night. This is the 10th leg of the race. And obviously this is the 10th leg of the race. And Kelly and Corey were looking at their prize that they won from the previous leg of the last leg of the race. So obviously they are looking at, you know, where they can go and whatnot on their trip. And then of course teams must be head to Amsterdam, Netherlands, to Camper Netherlands and search for their clue. Search for these tandem bikes to get their next clue. Victor said, you know, they are the last non-race team left on the race. So obviously the rest of them are all Amazing Race teams that are competing this season currently. So they are obviously the only non-team that is, you know, left, obviously, then out of everyone else. And obviously they are the Big Brother team, only Big Brother team. There are no more Survivor teams. They're all out, and now, you know, now we are down to the nitty-gritty in Final Four after this week. And of course it'll be a double episode next week. I don't know how that's gonna work with Big Brother. It's gonna be a busy night for me. It's gonna be one heck, it'll be a long night for me. I don't know how it's gonna work. Big Brother starts next week, because next week we start up the new season, obviously. And then it's on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. I don't know how the schedule's gonna work for the finale for this. I don't know. Like, it would probably have to be on earlier, or also no, it'll be like 9-11 or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, enough of me rambling on here. And then of course Colin talking about if they can get it was either Colin and Chrissy were talking about it, or it was the Afghanimals that said it, that, you know, if they can get ahead, they will be at the top of the pack. And then obviously they had to race to Yacht Haven and search for the next clue. And then of course it was not a roadblock, it was a detour. It was high or dry, and high they will raise a cow up a tower of some sort, and then within 40 seconds, if they fail they have to do it again. If they do it within 40 seconds or less, they will get the next clue. And then for the dry side of the detour, they will have to pole vault, which is really known, very well known in that country for doing. They will have to grab a cheese and 12 eggs. I put 2 eggs, I don't know why, but it's a dozen eggs, and then have to bring it to the market. So I actually remember that from last night. So it is still fairly fresh in my head that they are they pretty much are like the, is it the market? I was confused. Like, I wasn't sure where it would be. I wasn't sure where, you know, obviously that, you know, like where exactly they had to go. But obviously we figured out where they have to go. They have to go to the market to get the next clue. Now, let me say this. I'm making it clear. They have to have the eggs all in good shape. They cannot be cracked. You know, they cannot one crack whatsoever. It has to be perfect shape in order to get for them to get the next clue. Which is, you know, it's probably good. Like, it is not logical, but I mean, it is a fair. It is fair to say that it is fair to say that it is very fair. In the rule of the detour, I think it is very fair, and I think it's you know, fair enough that they don't have to, you know, like you know, yes, they're being strict, but I mean, you know, rules are rules when it comes to detours, right? You gotta follow the exact rules and not, you know, argue about it, especially. So yeah, I say it's the fair way. It's fair the way they set that up. And so Nick and Victor, they were on the egg side of the detour. They decided to do the egg side of the detour, and then Cole went into the water. Obviously, she struggled a little bit, but you know, she did not give up. She didn't do it before. That's what she was mentioning. And then, of course, Leo and Jamal were catching up to Cole and Christy. Cole finally got it, so she, you know, took her, I think, a couple tries before she actually managed to get it. Victor took the eggs and cheese for Nicole, obviously, to the market. So I don't know if the market was very close. I don't know. That's a hard one to say. Was the market really close or not? I don't know. Like, that's a very good question. It must have been close, I guess. So, and then of course, they had to take it to the market now. And then Corey Taylor and Corey were first there, I guess. And then Colin Christie, you know, oh, sorry, Taylor and Corey and then Colin Christie were on the first attempt. I can't even read my chicken scratch writing sometimes. Tyler and then, of course, Tyler and Corey done. Colin and Chrissy done. So, obviously, teams want to go. So, obviously, where they have to go next, which I didn't even catch it very quickly. You know, it goes so quick sometimes. But, you know, like, you know, they have the next place they go is the double U-turn, which they were talking. Which I thought, honestly, in my opinion, I thought there was going to be no more, you know, is like, I thought there was going to be no more U-turn for the season. I thought it was done. I thought we were finished with the actual U-turn side of the race, but I guess not. I guess not. I guess we have at least one more detour, or the double U-turn to deal with this season, obviously. So that's okay though. So double U-turn, for those who forget, I always seem to, you know, with the double U-turn, it is one team, you know, can obviously U-turn a team, and then another team a W turn a different team. So there's two U-turns and one, pretty much. I think that's the good way to, you know, explain things on the double U-turn, obviously. So they Afghanimals talking about they have a U-turn. They will utilize it and U-turn Nicole and Victor, obviously. And Nicole and Victor voted for the Afghanimals to, you know, be U-turned when for the U-turn vote, which actually that was a regular U-turn. Remember, we were talking about we haven't seen a regular U-turn lately. That was a regular U-turn. Obviously, that was a regular. No, wait a second. That was a double U-turn. Sorry, it was a double U-turn. That was an actual double U-turn. That one. Because two of them had to redo. Do the other side of the detour, obviously. So yeah, it was a double U-turn. It was a double U-turn. So, and then of course, Nicole and Victor delivered their eggs and cheese, and they were done. Nicole said she don't want to get U-turned on her birthday, so obviously it was Nicole's birthday on the day of this leg of the race. And then of course, Leo, Jamal U-turned Nicole and Victor, so that is a big pain in the butt. So, obviously, I obviously thought Leo and Jamal, they were going to get like a manhandle on the actual U-turn. I knew they were going to U-turn Nicole and Victor, which, you know, obviously is not good because they are one of my teams that I pick this season as well. So, what was I saying here? And then Victor was mad, obviously. And then, of course, they U-turned Team Fun. So that's who Victor and Nicole actually U-turned. And then, of course, Nicole said Leo and Jamal make her so frustrated, you know, and that she doesn't like them. Team Fun was done. Teams had to go by boat, and then they had to obviously grab two different boats on the way to make a boat train, and then they had to go to the so the last team to check in there will be eliminated, as it, like I said before, there is no more non-elimination legs for the rest of this race, because there is no non-elimination right now anymore. That is done, finished for the season. And then, of course, Nicole and Victor couldn't, find the other detour at all. And then Team Fun, you know, got their cheese and eggs. Beck and Floyd had a cracked egg, so they had to go all the way back. They had to go and do that all over again. And then, obviously, of course, they were looking for Nicole trying to, use all of her weight for the cow, but, they did not finish pulling the cow up in time in order to get their next clue. Beck and Floyd got more eggs, not cracked, they were good, and then Colin and Christy got their second boat, so obviously Colin and Christy up in the top there, and Colin Victor got it, and Victor really just wanted to go after, you know, the Afghanimals for what they did for U-turning them. And then, of course, Beck and Floyd done. Team number one was Colin and Christy. They won $7,500 each, so I think that's about $15,000 in total if they were to put it together, obviously. And then Becca and Floyd, and then, of course, almost had a collision with a local with their bike. Leo and Jamal were on the one-way canal. So obviously the local saying that you can't go this way, you know, you have to turn around. And obviously they asked for they had to ask for directions. I think Tyler and Corey were on a one-way canal, and the local kind of gave them a hard time, you know, but obviously they got directions to where they're going. And then, of course, Afghanimal's boat was not running, so something was wrong with it. And then obviously there was something jammed in the actual propeller, so obviously that was the reason why their motor wasn't running. And then Victor and Nicole caught up to Leo and Jamal, which was great. Team number two was Tyler and Corey. Leo and Jamal got their last boat. Nicole and Victor got their last boat as well. And then Beck and Floyd got their last boat. Team number three was Leo and Jamal. And then they wanted to get Nicole and Victor back for, you know, the vote, obviously. And then, you know, they want to get into the 11th leg and win. And then team number four was Nicole and Victor. So they are really, they're going to have to really, up their game next week, especially. And team number five eliminated from the Amazing Race season 31, Beck and Floyd. So next week is the season finale. It'll be the final four. Giving it their all. Also, it'll be a race for the $1 million prize and the Amazing Race title. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the season finale. I've been excited for finale for the last couple of weeks as we were getting through the halfway mark. I was actually really, really excited to see how this is going to work out, pan out, especially. And I never really thought that there'll be Amazing Race teams minus, four Amazing Race teams in the final five, and then, of course, the final five teams, and then with the Nicole and Victor, who are the Big Brother team, in there. I just never thought about that. That would ever happen that way. But either way, it was a good episode. I really enjoyed it, and I think next week, if I remember correctly, and let me see if I actually can pull it up on my screen here. Masonry 31, I think, I'm not sure. I'm going to cover a couple of things while we're wrapping up this podcast. United Kingdom, they'll be heading to the UK, and then there'll be Dover Castle, it says here, and then from leg 12 from United Kingdom to Detroit, where the finish line for this season of the Amazing Race will be. So that's exciting as well. I'm looking forward to it and whatnot. But yeah, that's going to be an interesting finish indeed. Now, I'm hoping Nicole and Victor will obviously, make it to the final leg of the race. I hope. I really would like to see them go to the final leg of the race. Obviously I'm not a hater of the Afghanimals, but I'm more, some things that they've done in the past, but I can remember that's in the past, and I'm not going to worry about it now. This is now, and you have to do what you have to do to get further in the race. That's the way I think of it. I got to think of it in that kind of way. It is definitely, you have to do what you have to do to get further in the race, obviously. Even if I have to play this way, which is probably not a smart way, but, it is, as whatnot. Oh, I'm just looking at the ratings here, too. They're doing pretty good in the ratings, actually. They're way above, the million total viewership this season. Wow. That definitely means that there will be another season. I'm definitely thinking there will be another season. The next year sometime, they already said that it will be sometime in the mid-season next year as well. So we'll find out, I guess. We'll definitely find out when it is as well. But don't forget, we do have Amazing Race Canada coming up. That will be the first week of July. Like I said, I am going on holidays. I just don't know when. It might be not next week, but the week after, somewhere in the midweek probably, I will be gone. So I'm gonna have to somehow come up with a schedule to play catch up with you guys on the podcast. So you might have a little bit longer podcast for the first week I'm back, but then we'll be going back to the normal format as normal and whatnot. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Amazing Race Canada. I'm looking forward to the summer. Season 10 has been a whirlwind of excitement, emotion, craziness. I don't know. Let me see. Let me tell you guys exactly, And I'm looking this up, while I'm doing a little research here, or as us Canadians would say, research. That's what Dan always says on his videos on YouTube, is research. What to expect out of the finale, really. I do not know what to expect. I just don't know what is going to happen. I don't know what's going to go down, because it's kind of unpredictable right now. But, I really hope it's either Tyler and Corey or Nicole and Victor. Obviously, they're the last two teams. But you never know. Colin Christie might sneak in there and, bring out the W. And, honestly, I did not really know much about Colin Christie, because I never watched the Amazing Race season. I don't know what season they were in. I'm trying to remember what season. They were in the earlier season. They were really early season of the Amazing Race. Like, from the beginning. I guess U-turns were exist, but double U-turns did not exist back then. And speed bumps never existed back then either. Excuse me. But those never existed whatsoever. That never existed back then. This is, it's changed. It's like Survivor has changed so much from the early OG days, the original days, to now with idols and all that. Same with Amazing Race. You never had the double U-turn. That was never a thing. It was just a U-turn, I think, at one point. I don't quote me on that. I will have to go back and watch. I might actually go back and watch the original season for Colin Christie. I might actually just go back and watch it and just say, okay, this is what it was like back. Well, I've seen one I remember in the early years, like season 7, I think it was the first season I ever watched. And then it was like Boss and Rob and Amber were in that season as well, But I've watched season 1 and it was different. It was different compared to now. I can compare notes to that. Amazing Race was so much different from the original, so many earlier seasons compared to now. It has changed so much, just like Survivor has, you know? I'm comparing that with Survivor, like, you know, things evolve, you know, things get better. Change is good, though. I like the format they have now. I like the double U-turn. I like the speed bump idea. You know, back then, never had the speed bump, but Phil used to take their money, their personal belongings, and, you know, obviously, so they had nothing. So I remember that portion of the race. I did remember that part of it. So that is, I do remember most of that as well. So, yeah, I'm just doing a little bit. Oh, yeah, and you wanted to know how many episodes have I done for season 10 of Everything About TV? It is 42. This is number 43, so it'll be 44. Hey, Mr. Late teacher's number from football, number 44. He's probably looking down, smiling at me on that one, that's for sure. But with that, I think that's about it. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things, you know, what to expect, and, you know, also it's kind of neat to kind of compare now to back then as well, you know, having three Amazing Race teams in the season, and then having three Big Brother, and then four Amazing Race, three Survivor, and then five Amazing Race teams, three Big Brother, three Survivor. So I hope that makes sense, which will all equal up to 12 teams, obviously. And then one last thing is Colin and Christy, season 5. They were the runners up for that season. So, you know, it would be actually awesome to see Colin Christie, you know, they came in second in their original season, and they come back so many years later and they actually win they finally win the Amazing Race, you know. They finally go and win the Amazing Race finally. That would be pretty cool, you know. That would be really cool. But obviously, you know, I have my teams I root for, but, you know, sometimes I just like think of different scenarios in the back of my head, obviously. So with that, I think that's about it for me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's kind of neat just to kind of talk about the season a little bit, kind of reflecting on things as well. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only. I appreciate it to each and every one of you that have subscribed. Also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram for behind the scenes and whatnot of the podcast. And we will see you guys back here on the podcast here on Sunday night for the preview podcast for Big Brother Season 21 US right here on Everything With TV. Until then, have a good one. We'll see you guys back here on Sunday. Bye for now.